This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The full report on the impeachment case being made against President Trump by Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee has been released overnight. Now the House Rules Committee is to lay out the rules for debate and will discuss proposed changes to those two resolutions tomorrow. And a floor vote on the impeachment articles is scheduled for Wednesday after some debate. Expected to be approved in the House, it would then go on to the Senate, where Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he will maintain his oath to do impartial justice according to the Constitution.
But the oath of a Senate juror, it has some similarities to a criminal trial, but it has some differences as well. The framers understood that impeachment, particularly the impeachment of a president, is inherently a political exercise.
The Texas Republican was speaking there on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Cleanup continues in Houston, Texas, after a mercury spill over the weekend. In fact, the fire chief, Samuel Pena, says the heavy metal was found at three locations, forcing some street closures. He says they were first alerted to it by a 911 call from a caller who said,
"It's a white, silvery liquid, and the individual recognized it as potentially mercury."
Police and the FBI now investigating to determine whether the chemical was spilled intentionally or accidentally. Reports are two Chinese embassy officials were secretly expelled from the U.S. earlier this year after trespassing onto a military base in Virginia. The New York Times, citing people with knowledge of it, saying at least one of the officials is an intelligence officer using diplomatic cover. China rejecting the report, urging the U.S. to, in its words, correct the mistakes and protect the legitimate interests of Chinese diplomats. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
USA's Wendy King has a look at the top 10 movies over this past weekend.
This next adventure is even more challenging. And remember, the future of Jumanji is in your hands.
I have one important question. Who is Jumanji?
Is that Barbara's boy?
We're gonna die.
We did die.
Are we in hell?
I knew it.
Oh my God. Jumanji, the next level, takes over the number one spot this week, bringing in $60 million. Disney's Frozen 2 drops down to number 2, taking in $19 million. Knives Out slips down to number 3 with $9.3 million. Richard Jewell, directed by Clint Eastwood, is at number 4 with an even $5 million. Just in time for the holidays, the movie Black Christmas is at number 5 with $4.4 million. Ford vs. Ferrari still on the charts at number 6 with $4.1 million. Queen and Slim is at number 7 with 3.6 million. Still holding on at number 7, the Tom Hanks movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, about Mr. Rogers, takes in 3.4 million. Dark Waters with Anne Hathaway and Mark Ruffalo is at number 9, taking in 2 million. And rounding out the top 10, 21 Bridges with Chad Bozeman and Sienna Miller, bringing in $1.2 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what we do. That's what we gotta do. Not because it's easy, but because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, I'll tell you, you don't get where we are overnight. This has been a process. But what needs to be the North Compass, if we're going to get this country back on track, is the truth. We need to reconnect with the truth. And I'm not talking about a Republican truth, a Democratic truth. I'm talking about the truth and nothing but, ladies and gentlemen, if we're really going to maximize this blessing that God has bestowed upon us. And he hasn't done this willy-nilly and, you know, with some sort of theoretical mindset. There's a definitive person why, a definitive purpose why America has been blessed to the degree it has. Certainly, Israel is a big part of it. But there's other reasons as well when you think about, you know, in the midst of the general sentiment about this country, that, you know, how we have fallen short. Certainly, we're all humanoids and we're going to fall short. But let's take a look at, you know, the positive things that we have brought to bear, not only for the citizens of this country, but for the citizens of the world as well. I want to bring on the executive director, Timothy Head of Faith and Freedom Coalition. Timothy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, good morning to you, and thanks so much for having me.
Well, you're a former missionary. You have seen the contribution and have experienced it firsthand. I mean, when you think of how many missionaries have been sent out to carry the gospel to the world, to bring a light to a dark world, I mean, America, we're the hub, are we not?
Well, we certainly have been for an awfully long time. You know, I guess there are two ways to look at this. I would say that the across the world there are more and more missionaries from South America and Central America that are starting to go, ironically, even to come to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in a manner of speaking, those are kind of legacies.
Exactly.
Those maturing Christians from in other parts of the world really were kind of birthed or born out of the investment, so to speak, of many, many times of the American church.
Exactly. And the thing is that because of the American church, because of what the pilgrims put into motion, Timothy, America was able to do that, as you say, establish, you know, a legacy that is now paying dividends. I mean, who would have thought that we were going to be the ones that needed help when it came to spiritual issues, when we have been, you know, the bastions of light and the carriers of light for so many years. But we've gotten lax, and we're paying for that right now with the chaos that's in the marketplace. You know, our kids are affected by it, children's suicide, opioid addiction, sex trafficking. I mean, stop me when you've heard enough. And it's all the sum total. I was talking with Dr. Alveda King earlier this morning about this, is that, yes, God is loaded with grace and mercy, but there also comes a time when judgment. You cannot ignore judgment, because judgment allows you to understand. If you can't figure it out by the you know, the signals that are happening in your life, by, you know, the fruit of what you are developing in the culture, if you can't figure it out, then God has no other choice but then to judge, and maybe you might hear him now.
Well, I agree with that, and I also think of even judgment in sort of degrees. If you think of judgment really kind of as a measure of discipline, that we also know, interestingly enough, that God does actually discipline those that he loves. Mm-hmm. So I think there's kind of an absolute or final judgment that certainly is in that equation, but some of it is whenever we realize the consequences of our bad decisions, if we realize those consequences early enough and actually can change, ironically, that can actually be a version of his mercy, right?
Exactly.
Instead of him kind of pausing or preventing those consequences, he allows them. Mm-hmm. For us to realize kind of the severity of some of our choices and actions.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to feel the force and consequences of the choices that you make. Otherwise, what's going to stop you and prevent you from doing it again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Yeah, and that's I think that's the case on individual basis, and then I think that also is the case on cultural and national basis.
Exactly. Well, you know, here we are, the third Sunday of Advent, as we're getting ready. Of course, this past Sunday was Gaudete Sunday, a time to rejoice, because we are getting close to Emmanuel, God with us, in this holiday season, a really special time of the year. And I think it's quite interesting, Timothy, and I know I brought you on because we want to talk about USMCA, and I'm not sure, other than I just trust God why we're talking and bringing this up right now. So thank you for humoring me here just a moment. But I just think that, in light of where this country is right now, we're at each other's throat. There's been a lot of rhetoric flying around, and people have become very human-like, and we've abandoned spiritual qualities. But what I'm sensing at the same time, that in the midst, I mean, it's almost like Charles Finney, reminds me of what Charles Finney says, revival comes when it's most needed. And I believe that the Spirit of God comes when it's most needed. And well, Ted, there was ever a time, and we got children being murdered in mothers' wombs today. We've got, as I mentioned, sex trafficking, horrendous opioid addiction. It's just unbelievable what's happening in our country. And if we ever needed the grace of God, maybe it's the season right now. Maybe it's in the midst of this. It's wheat and tares at the same time, you know, and it's just amazing when I look out and I see, dear friends of mine who, are just politically amped up. I'm going, take a breath. It's okay. It's okay. We need to calm down and maybe embrace a lot less of the politics and a lot more of the love of the holiday season.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. You know, I think some of the thick ironies that I found over kind of looking back over history is that, interestingly enough, the National Declaration of some of our most cherished national holidays, thinking specifically at the moment of Thanksgiving and Christmas, they were actually conceptualized, like formalized, coming out of our most divided times. Abraham Lincoln created Thanksgiving, weeks about 2.5 months after the close of the Civil War, and then in 1870, Christmas was actually created as an official national holiday. It had been celebrated, in people's homes, obviously, but in terms of an official kind of American day on the calendar, so to speak, in 1870. So imagine still in the throes of the most divided phase or season of our republic, two of our most nationally identified holidays came to pass.
Timothy, how does that happen but by the hand of God?
Well, I mean, I think in both of those cases, ironically, presidents in each of those scenarios recognize that the only unifying variable.
We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Timothy after this.
Categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
listening to Bill Martinez live. You hold
my head, you hold my head, you're fly me through. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Timothy Head, Executive Director for Faith and Freedom Coalition, continues with us. Timothy, the main reason I brought you on was talk about the USMCA deal. Obviously, we need to talk about the Christmas season, so thank you for tolerating me there. But let's talk USMCA. We've been talking about it for a long time, 170,000-plus jobs. There was a lot of good about it. I heard few negatives on it, but finally, I guess if the country had to pay the price of impeachment in order for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to get off the dime to pass something that has been low-hanging fruit for a long time with, last time I checked, what, our number one trade partners? I mean, you know, number one. Mexico and Canada. I mean,
right.
This was a no-brainer. This needed to be signed, sealed, and delivered. So maybe after all is said and done, if that's what we had to go through, the good news is we've got a big improvement over what was previously there.
Well, a big improvement, and you're exactly right. You know, obviously, you know, most of the rhetoric around the country is U.S. trade with China, China's trade with U.S. But actually our total imports, our total exports rather to China, to Mexico and Canada are almost four times more than China. So,
exactly.
It's not just kind of by a small margin. This is by absolute, exponents. They're a significant trade partner. And I'll tell you another, really important component of this that obviously, USMCA doesn't directly address immigration, but here's the deal. A strengthened Mexican economy, guess what? Indirectly, it actually really does affect our ability and also the Mexican government's ability to enforce a border.
Right. Well, this could go a long way.
That's in a lot of directions.
Yeah, without a doubt. But certainly they're going to have to figure out what to do with the cartel. And I think it's inevitable that it's going to require some U.S. military help, Timothy, because the firepower that the cartel has there at the border is beyond the capability and capacity of the military of the Mexican government.
I mean, there's no doubt about that, no question about that. But I think that the more we can kind of help to legitimate the not only Mexican official government, but also their economy and their tax base, et cetera, we're sort of chipping away, if you will, at the vulnerabilities that the cartel currently are exploiting.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you imagine a stronger Mexican economy will bring along with it some courage because, as we know, the rising tide raises all boats, and why not the boats of, the Mexican government and the Mexican people to really realize that, look, by being a positive contributor to, to your neighbors and the market at large, it's going to serve you well, and you can't do it and serve the cartel at the same time. You're going to have to choose. You're going to have to choose who's more important.
That's exactly right. And then, yet again, this is essentially hours, basically the same day that the USMCA was starting to crystallize the first phase of a new trade agreement with China was announced also. So
exactly.
Yet again, actually, this not only strengthens. In the early 2000s, 2001, when China joined the WTO, a ton of Mexican manufacturing within 3 or 4 years had moved to China. And so not only does this deal, USMCA, strengthen Mexico, but it also strengthens our ability in phase two to negotiate with China, which most people anticipate also the new results of that China phase two deal. Also will strengthen Mexico. It'll obviously strengthen the United States as well. But once again, when we have just like this hemorrhaging, North American trade partner to the south, the United States is even profoundly weakened. So these are efforts not only to strengthen United States labor, United States agriculture, manufacturing, but also to try to buttress our neighbors and partners to the south.
And what kind of impact will that have on Central America?
Well, I mean, Mexico is the driver for Central America, and and ironically enough, as you as you're I'm sure well aware, you know, the cartels are really kind of these pockets of various small organizations that are kind of fall under umbrellas of large syndicates. A lot of the small umbrellas are Central American entities as well, in Honduras and Guatemala and Colombia, et cetera. So a stronger northern border for Mexico also enables them to have a stronger southern border. It emboldens them to enforce both of those borders. It kind of solidifies their baseline, their own citizenry in Mexico. It weakens the cartel's ability to corrupt public officials, law enforcement officers, border patrols, et cetera. And so, you know, again, I mean, it's ironically enough, people tend to kind of treat public policy in kind of these silos. Well, that's fiscal policy, and this is social policy, and that's military policy. All of these are intertwined.
It's exactly.
And so USMCA has immigration implications, has public safety implications. That actually, you alluded to human trafficking. It has an impact on human trafficking, and has an impact on you know, the strengthening even there are millions of faith-based either evangelicals or Catholics in Mexico that are really at the whim, at the mercy of violent cartels. And so anything that we can do that is primarily oriented towards strengthening the United States and our own economy and patchwork, but also kind of ripples into Mexico, has just exponential impact. I would say that this is probably one of President Trump's three or four greatest accomplishments. USMCA is incredibly, incredibly important.
Right. And as you touch on, Timothy, that, you know, there's so much good here for the people of Mexico, you know, regarding, you know, sex trafficking, you know, these gangs, MS-13, that are proliferating and coming deep into our country. It's not just, you know, the border states. I mean, they're clear to the north of our country. They have proliferated and are, you know, just tormenting communities. You know, so, and the opioid addiction, as we know about, of course, some of that, good portion of it coming from China, but nonetheless, I mean, there's a lot of drugs coming, you know, right there at our southern, you know, coming through the southern border here. So there's a lot of positive to be drawn for this. And, you know, and I'm excited. I'm excited for, you know, the Mexicans. I'm excited for, you know, for the Canadians as well, because this is going to be a win-win proposition. The other thing that people are not talking about that's got kind of lost in the translation, and that is Japan. Japan says, hey, we're ready to make a deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a lot of goodwill that's actually created by landing a trade deal like this. You know, you mentioned Japan, but I think there are four or five other countries that have been either waiting in line or just not sure if this administration was going to be able to, you know, to be able to actually finalize a deal like this, which involves Congress, you know, a very scuttled Congress at this point. So to be able to see, amidst all of the impeachment rhetoric and kind of the sideshow there, the ability of Congress to do something, at least, you know, a few critical things like this, if you will, it kind of sends messages to other willing negotiators around the world. Hey, we want to. If y'all are going to carry on in your trade war with China for, you know, however long it takes for China to get its act together in goodwill negotiations, pick us next. You know,
yes, exactly.
If we're Japan, if we're you know,
how about the UK? Now that they've passed Brexit resoundingly, you know, the UK is ripe to become a serious partner there for us.
The strategic impact of this can hardly be overstated, Bill.
Exactly. Timothy Head, the Executive Director for Faith and Freedom Coalition. Timothy, thanks for the time. Appreciate the insight. Have a Merry Christmas. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care.
All right.
See you.
God bless. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The full report on the impeachment case being made against President Trump by Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee has been released overnight. Now the House Rules Committee is to lay out the rules for debate and will discuss proposed changes to those two resolutions tomorrow. And a floor vote on the impeachment articles is scheduled for Wednesday after some debate. Expected to be approved in the House, it would then go on to the Senate, where Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he will maintain his oath to do impartial justice according to the Constitution.
But the oath of a Senate juror, it has some similarities to a criminal trial, but it has some differences as well. The framers understood that impeachment, particularly the impeachment of a president, is inherently a political exercise.
The Texas Republican was speaking there on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Biff Martinez.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. Even his enemies list him as their emergency contact number. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
You know, just lacks creativity if you think everything tastes like chicken, right? Just to be honest with you, that's just the way it is. At 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about corporate responsibility with Dave Armon, who's the CEO of 3VL Media, and Catherine Hernandez-Blades, the Senior Vice President of Aflac, because a lot has been said about corporate responsibility and things that are happening here. And according to a new survey out, it provides a stern warning to businesses: behave responsibly or you're going to face consequences from customers as well as investors. Two leading experts on corporate responsibility are here with us today to tell us what businesses should be doing to address the findings of this very interesting survey. With us are Dave Armon, as I mentioned, CEO of 3BL Media, a leading communications agency for purpose-driven companies, and Catherine Hernandez-Blades, Senior Vice President, Aflac. Catherine, David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. We're delighted to be here. Thank you for having us, Bill.
Well,
Yeah, this is a real important topic right now, because what we're finding, Catherine, is ethics have gotten a little loose here. I mean, which is kind of amazing, because it wasn't that long ago, and when I was involved in corporate America, we were having meetings like almost every 4 to 6 weeks about corporate responsibility. And for some reason, things have slid a little bit. And I'm not sure if it's just that there's been some foundational breakdown in our morality or what. But we seem to be a little unhinged right now. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I certainly don't dispute your point. I just am grateful that I get to work for a company that takes it very, very seriously, which is one of the reasons why we do this annual survey, mm-hmm. because it's important. It's important to know what is on consumers' minds as it relates to all of these topics that you addressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, consumers are voting with their feet. I mean, they may not be able to put their finger on it, as my old mentor used to say, but they just don't, they're just something. It just doesn't feel right. And interaction with the consumer, with your customer, seems to, it's almost like there's a knot in the cord. You know, when you're trying to communicate, there's just something amiss in the relationship. And I've been raised on the premise that business is all about relationship.
Yeah, you're right. And the way that companies communicate now, a lot of it is through social media, and they have really kind of sophisticated tools that they can use to measure the sentiment of the conversation. And what they're finding is that it's kind of neutral. The mood that the consumer's in, talking back to them on Twitter or on Facebook or on LinkedIn, or even trending negative when they talk about their company earnings or their products. But when they start talking about what they're doing to give back, you know, the employees and the day of service and doing all these volunteer hours to make the community a better place, or when a company adopts a cause and then puts millions of dollars behind it to make an impact, that's, you know, five times more positive sentiment in social media. So companies are waking up to the fact that consumers expect this. In fact, the survey that Aflac put out, Bill, showed that 55% of the respondents expect brands to take stands.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And Catherine, you know, Aflac has made a decided commitment, you know, to conduct these surveys because they want to get a better handle on, you know, what their consumer is thinking and what they're responding to, right?
Absolutely, and hopefully it will inspire others, particularly in the case of corporate responsibility, to also do the right thing. I'll use us as a case study. Bill, over the last 24 years, we've had this commitment to eradicating pediatric cancer, and during that time, we've donated more than $137 million to the research and treatment of childhood cancer. It's authentic. It's something that truly engages our employees. It certainly makes me very proud to be an employee, but it's also something that our consumers, our customers, can be very proud to be a part of. They can be proud to do business with a company that balances purpose and profits.
Exactly. Well, David, yourself as a CEO and a business leader, what stood out for you in this survey?
I'm happy to see the majority of respondents, and more than the majority, expect companies to become brand activists, if you will, on these social and environmental topics. So that stood out for sure. And, you know, we're in the business of helping companies sort of communicate those messages about what they're doing in corporate responsibility. One stat that kind of shows, because you talked about being in the corporate world a while ago, Bill, and kind of thinking that maybe there had been a pause in CSR. I think companies did take a pause and just look inward a little bit to see what they could fix. And so back in 2011, out of the Standard & Poor's 500, 20% of the companies were doing a corporate responsibility report, you know, giving their annual update on what they're doing in three areas, environmental, social, and governance. Wall Street calls it ESG. And now that number is 86% in 2019 are filing these reports annually. So there, you know, they want to be transparent, and they also want to make sure that no one can accuse them of a greenwashing or purpose washing.
Right,
so
exactly.
A lot of data in the back of these reports that show that it's legit, it's real work.
Catherine, it's a contact sport, isn't it? I mean, you still got to see the people. You got to relate, you know, to the people and to your customer, right?
Absolutely. But I think if I were going to give a piece of advice to businesses, I would encourage them to look for the unmet needs that are most in alignment with their core values.
And yes.
The reason we chose childhood cancer was because we were started on a cancer policy. That was our first, it's still our franchise product. But also, if you look at all of the money in the United States that the U.S. government earmarks toward cancer research and treatment, less than 4% goes to childhood cancer efforts. And we just feel that 4% is not enough. So it's a great way for business to step in and step up and meet an unfulfilled need.
Exactly. You know, David, Catherine brings up a good point here, and that is I always look at natural inertia within a company. And that's what she seems to indicate here is you already had some natural momentum happening and interest. And when you can get a an issue that's important to your community and you've already generated some energy, that goes a long way. And it's not like you have to recreate the wheel, do you?
No, you don't. I mean, some companies, it's as easy as, like, our employees want to be active in politics and in civil society, so let's give them the day off for Election Day, and let's encourage them using their volunteer hours to go out and get people to register to vote. That's one simple, fairly benign kind of corporate stance that some really large companies have taken, and it's been really appreciated by their employees, and also members of the community, knowing that it's not just going to be the same old, 500 people that show up at the voting booth every year.
Yeah, and I like that idea, a day of service, corporate America offering up a day of service. I think that would go a long way. Catherine, what do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, Bill. I think it is important. And again, it's this balance, right? Because if companies don't make money, to your earlier point, they don't have the resources to do the types of good work that we're talking about here. But you need both. You really do.
Yeah, David, she brings up an excellent point, especially in this political environment that seems to want to attack successful businesses. But I tell you, successful businesses are doing a lot of good out there, along the lines of what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're filling a void, and the employees appreciate it. And, it's showing up in a lot of research that the companies are doing. They need to, actually have an active voice and talk about what their purpose is and not just what their products are.
Well, he's the CEO of 3BL Media. Dave Armon has been with us. Catherine Hernandez-Blades, the Senior Vice President of Aflac. And, talking about this dynamic that's happening in businesses that's win-win all the way around for the community and for the employees as well. Catherine, employees are just, they're really excited to get on board, and it really adds, a special dynamic and quotient to a brand, doesn't it?
Indeed it does. You're spot on, Bill.
And where can they go for more information? I'm going to give you the last word, if that's okay.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Aflac.com/ACSR, or you can learn more about what other companies are doing at 3BLmedia.com.
Well, you guys have been awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate all the information. Dave Armon and Catherine Hernandez-Blades right here on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day,
Bill.
You got it.
You too.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenient. tickets. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you along with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hope you're having a great Christmas season. I mean, what a great time as we wrap up or actually head into the third week. What they call Gaudete Sunday, which is a day to rejoice as we get closer and closer to Christmas, just around the corner. Less shopping days this season, and but I'm greatly encouraged that people are, I don't know, maybe more peaceful. Like I said, I was really, really impressed this weekend at the shopping malls. People weren't scrambling for that last parking space, you know, doing all that crazy, wacky stuff that we humanoids can do sometimes in the hustle and bustle of the season. The Senior Director for the Strategic Planning at Environmental Defense Fund is with us, and we're going to be talking about the landmark 100% Clean Economy Act bill. L.G. Holstein joins us now. L.G., welcome to Bill Martinez this live.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, okay, let's talk about the 100% Clean Economy Act and what will it do.
The most important thing it does is sets a goal for America, a goal we can all work toward, regardless of whether we're acting as individuals to address climate change or big corporations and everybody in between. And that is the 100% clean target. We're shooting for getting to 100% clean economy by 2050. Now, let me hasten to add, that does not necessarily mean 100% renewables. It means lots of different things so that you end up with 100% net clean emissions so that we're not putting any more greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere than we're taking out or avoiding. Mm-hmm. I can elaborate on that in a minute, but that's the basic idea, setting a target for America.
Well, give us an assessment, kind of a state of the union where we are right now, because I think this sometimes it can be a bit confusing for people. I mean, we just received a report saying that, you know, since we left the Paris Accord, that America's made some positive strides in a positive way, you know, toward clean a clean economy, not to the degrees that maybe some other political interests are talking about that would, you know, basically cost us about $90 trillion estimated. Where's the reality here and how we can, you know, do this in a responsible sort of way, you know, not only for the citizens here in the country, but for the citizens of the world?
You bet. That's the perfect question. There's no reason in the world why this needs to be a multi-trillion-dollar exercise. Instead, this is an effort to focus America's legendary research and development capabilities toward an effort that reduces our greenhouse gas emissions. So where do we stand right now is your question, and the answer is this. Yes, we have invented many new technologies. For example, we've got more people working in the solar field right now than in the fossil fuels field. And we've got new inventions coming along all the time that are making our economy cleaner and more sustainable. But our greenhouse gas emissions are still rising. And this is true worldwide, and it's true here in the United States. Now, to some extent, that's a reflection of the fact that the economy is good. And when the economy is good, we use more fossil fuels, and fossil fuels are going to be part of our future and our energy mix for some time to come. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're accelerating our research and development into clean energy sources, and some of which, like solar and wind, have become cost competitive with fossil fuels like natural gas and certainly coal.
Mm-hmm. And I would say as that happens, and then that brings into play it being a little bit more realistic. I mean, the complaint has been up until now, LG, as you know, is that it's it becomes cost prohibitive. And so and I know the other side argument, you run the whole gamut of, well, you know, what are we going to wait for? Are we going to wait for, you know, if you are of the belief that it's destroying the planet, are we going to get to that point where it's too late? But I think that American innovation has been such, and I keep sharing with people, when I was a kid growing up, I grew up in Southern California, and we dealt with smog every day. I mean, well, fortunately, where we lived on the coast, so not so bad, but whenever we went inland, we, you know, played in a traveling baseball team, we had to bring canisters of oxygen with us. But, you know, it took people sitting down, working it out together, and we came up with some good policy, and you can actually breathe in Southern California. So, you know, it's come a long way, you know.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. I think you and I share this faith in America's ability to lead, not just here at home, but internationally, in the invention of the kinds of technologies that we need to get the job done. And that's what's important about this 100% clean bill that 150 members of the House of Representatives here in Washington have endorsed and co-sponsored. And that is to target, to really focus our R&D efforts on getting to that clean economy of the future. And we do not have to do it all at once, I want to emphasize.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have to make a start.
Right.
We have to make a start. And the longer we wait, the more expensive it becomes. When I use the word expensive, I don't just mean the cost of making the changes, like, let's say, electrifying our transportation fleet. That's a big job, but it's low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I also mean the tremendous expenses that are rising every year as a result of the storms and other impacts of global climate change. Those costs have to be taken into account as well, and they are steadily rising also.
Mm-hmm. Now you say it's steadily rising, and sometimes that's a bit of the challenge, is that you hear from the scientific community a mixed representation. Some say it's rising, some saying this is a good thing, this is nothing to be alarmed at. So that's part of the job that you have here, Algie, is you've got to convince people that this is, in fact, a real problem, that it's something that most of the scientists, I don't know that we can get every scientist, I share with people all the time, you can't even get 100 scientists in the room to agree that the sky is blue. They're always going to have different ideas of that, and with all due respect, I'm not trying to be, silly about it. It's just it's just what it is. But, I think everyone's hope in this is that, first of all, I think most people want to be good stewards of our environment. We've got an incredible responsibility, what we're passing on, to our kids and our grandkids, to the next, coming generations here. And what kind of legacy will we leave behind? Will we leave a legacy of responsible stewardship, or are we going to leave a legacy of, people that could care less, and we just, trashed the planet?
I certainly agree with that. That's an excellent statement of the problem. But, Bill, I no longer feel like I've got to get out there and try to educate people that climate change is real. I think most people have come around to that view, certainly the overwhelming majority of the international scientific community has reached the conclusion climate change is real, it's doing real damage, the globe is getting hotter with discernible consequences for everything from health to agriculture to storms, you name it. I think really what the debate is now about is how fast can we turn things around so we don't cross these tipping points that science is warning us against, mm-hmm. where things start becoming so bad that it's very hard to turn the clock back. And right. for that reason, it's pretty widely understood now that we need to get going aggressively right now, and by 2050 we need to reach that 100% clean goal.
Yeah, well, I think to me 2050 is like the goal of we're going to go to the moon, and what President Kennedy laid out for us, it was a grand vision. As he said, we didn't do it because it's easy, we're doing it because it's hard. And I think that this could be the same type of ambition, but I would say in a cautionary sense, when we start to lose people is when warnings are put out. I mean, Al Gore came out initially and said, we're going to go to hell in a handbasket. Everything's going to be underwater. We had little kids on screen, talking about the destruction of the planet. We've got Greta Grunberg, she's Times, person of the year, and and all that in its totality, it's like, okay, if there's been mistakes, then say, look at, hey, we got overly ambitious, we were overly enthusiastic about our projection, here's really it. And I think that because of some of the false statements previously, it's hindered the veracity and the dialogue a little bit. Is that fair to say?
I think you can get exaggeration on both sides. You can get
those
who say, the world.
I'm trying to get it out of that. I'm trying to get it to the point where we can say, hey, what can we agree on? Because if we find agreement, then we can make some things happen. As you say, this is going to be a process. And the fact that
when President Kennedy, as you noted, said what he said about let's get to the moon and back within this decade. We did not know how to get to the moon. We did not have the technologies yet to get to the moon. We're saying the same thing needs to be done to address climate change. And while we're at it, we'll be cleaning up that pollution you worried about those years ago in the Central Valley of California. So it's a win-win proposition. You reduce you reduce pollution, and you also reduce average worldwide temperature, so we don't keep heating up the globe.
Well, LJ, I thank you for your time. Please stay in touch. I'd like to have you back and keep our audience informed. He's the Senior Director for Strategic Planning at EDF regarding the landmark 100% Clean Economy Act bill. Thank you, LJ. Have a great one.
Thanks, Bill. My pleasure.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco. Morocco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hippo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hippo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you.